Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Well, today is the day. All the talk, all the hype. We've talked about it. We followed the St. John's basketball team, which gave the city something that we haven't seen in quite some time with college basketball. The Johnnies becoming just more than relevant, dominating the Big East in the regular season, obviously winning the Big East tournament as well, setting themselves up, taking on Omaha tonight in Providence, 9:45 p.m. Tip probably go off a little bit later than that. But now it is go time. All the fun that we had, all the enjoyment out of watching the players and Lewis and winning the, you know, player of the year in the Big East and Patino and all that talk. Well, now here we are. Because even coming into the year, the expectation for this St. John's team was going to be to get into the tournament and maybe win a game. And now, obviously off of the magical run, it's more than that. Being a two seed, hard for me to even believe that we're here. St. John's dominating the way that they did, that they are a two seed when things get tipped off tonight in the NCAA tournament. And now, I don't want to say they have to make it stick, because I'm on record as saying that no matter what happens for me, it's still a great year, big picture-wise looking back. But forget all that. I mean, they're in it now. They're here. And the goal should be Final Four. The goal should be winning an NCAA title when that is a realistic goal. I mean, they're a number two seed. It's realistic. It can happen. Now, obviously, as the coach said, they could get bounced in the first round. They could be a Final Four team. But this is it. Tonight is what it is all about, as everything that has happened prior means nothing. And what might happen doesn't matter. It's what will happen tonight and get things started on the right foot. And, you know, just the March Madness feel is a lot different with St. John's being relevant. And nobody knows that more so than my partner, who is live right now in Providence. BT, it is go time.
I mean, come on, I've been waiting 25 minutes for this. I got to wait 2-3 more minutes to get on the air. Let's go, Sally boy. Who's ready, man? Yeah, well, I'm ready, that's for sure. What's happening?
We're trying to get you up here. I'm trying to fill for the four minutes in Providence. Obviously, you're doing it from there. So, yeah, I mean, this, you know, BT, it doesn't matter what had happened prior. I don't know how much you heard just there of me filling to start the show before you got you ready. But what happened prior doesn't mean anything now. It's go time, and this team needs to make their mark now in the NCAA tournament starting tonight.
I'm with you, man. Listen, all the stories have been written. I've communicated this. Everybody's talked about this, where they were to where they are. That story right now is over. Now the lights get brighter. Now the stage gets a little bigger, a little hotter, the flames of intensity. And now you got to start cranking out some wins here. And yeah, I do think that there was a point in time, and it really was written a lot during the story. Hold on, I'm just trying to fix something with my ear. I'm just going through it. You should see what I'm going through here, man.
You should see what I'm going through. Watching Hop and Dove panicking behind the other side.
I by the way, I told one of the engineers, and they were great, and they were really trying to help. It was just, listen, it's radio, things happen, it's all good. I told the guy, I said, if there was a gun pointed to my head, I could not get myself on the air. I couldn't hit a button and get myself on the air if my life depended on it. So I appreciate them doing that. But no, listen, just to continue the thought, when, you know, Rick's hired, and then he said what he said, St. John's will be back. St. John's will be back in a big way, I guarantee it. And then people jumped in, and then the first year was good. You know, I think they got a little hosed in the NCAA tournament, not getting in a year ago, but that's okay. They didn't get in. And then this year started, and it was like, okay, year two with Rick generally pops, whether it's Providence, whether it's Kentucky, whether everywhere he's been, even the Knicks, as it's been well chronicled. So there was this great anticipation. Okay, this is the biggest test. Here's a school that's been down forever, that really has had budgetary restraints and a multitude of issues. You know, five coaches basically this century, multiple athletic directors, multiple university presidents, which is always the thread for a basketball school without a football budget. And would they find their way? And I think most of the season, and I don't mean the diehards, I mean those kind of popping in, they're like, wow, okay, this team's good, they play hard, but can they shoot well enough? Oh, well, this team's a little better than I thought, but can they beat some good teams? Oh, wow, this team is really good, but now can they win a couple of games in the big dance? And it's go time. And it's now time to show everybody that there's no doubt St. John's is one of the best teams in the country. Means nothing tonight. Means nothing when you actually, you know, throw the ball. Omaha doesn't care about St. John's plight this century. And I'll tell you what, Kansas and Arkansas, if St. John's wins tonight and moves on, they won't care about St. John's plight this year. But I'll tell you this, I did bump into Rick Pitino in the restaurant in the hotel last night, him and his staff. And they were just kind of, you know, doing some whatever last-minute strategy, and I was picking up some food. I didn't want to bother them, but they wound up kind of engaging me. So I'm like, okay, I'm not infringing on what they're trying to do. I can hang for a little bit. And I got to tell you, there was a confidence and a calmness and a focus. There is no doubt St. John's is ready to go tonight and Saturday.
Yeah, and we'll deal with the results, whatever they may be, tomorrow or next week. But you're right. You just nailed it. Nothing prior that happened, the history, doesn't matter. They're in the tournament right now. And Coach Pitino, BT, who's told us, who's told you many times, he has told everybody, really, he's been everywhere, you know, in the last month or so. He has been coaching this team and preparing this team for this exact situation, the NCAA tournament. Obviously, in the regular season, the way that they treated some games, and they had different benchmarks, winning certain games, even for fringe people like me watching, wow, that's an eye-opener, the way that they played against Connecticut, or the Marquette win, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. And then again in the Big East tournament, finishing the job when they had the expectations on them, because to start the year, they kind of come out of nowhere, and then you're the team to beat, and they went out there and dominated. And now it's a different level, but this team is prepared for this. It's not like they wake up and just say, oh, we're in Providence, okay, let's go play a game in the tournament. Rick Pitino, the brilliant man that he is, has been preparing for this all year long, and now we're going to see it put to the test here. And, you know, we can have fun and fill out the brackets and say, yeah, the Johnny's going to win the championship, or the Johnny's going to be in the Final Four. The reality of the situation is that can happen. We could be talking about St. John's as national champions, and it all begins tonight.
Yeah, it does. And I'll tell you, your point about how he's been stressing the and trying to apply pressure to create what is about to happen tonight has been a real thing for this team. But it's very hard to do. You know, one thing it's a very loose comparison, but I even do this with certainly my kids and the kids that I coach. I'm like, all right, guys, if we can make practice either more intense or feel even more than a game, well, then when the game starts, now you just let your natural talents take over. And listen, it doesn't always work because athletes and sports, it's very hard. And by the way, there's opponents who are trying to stop you, who are pretty much thinking the same thing and in some cases working as hard as you. But what he did, going back to the Marquette game, he's like, hey, we got 4 minutes here, okay? If we don't win these 4 minutes, we're home. Meaning he was actually coaching it like it was an NCAA tournament game. So I think that it's been a... First, it was, okay, let's get the chemistry with a few new players. Let's establish our identity, which clearly is rooted in defense and tenacity and grit and intelligence and all those things. Once we cross that barrier, which they crossed a while ago, now we can up the ante and now we can raise the roof a bit and see what these young men are made of. And they've responded to every challenge. And I look for this. I love this. I saw RJ Lewis in the hotel room last night, in the hotel lobby when I checked in. And I... don't think I saw any other players outside of the staff. As I said before, they were kind of doing their thing. It was a little bit late. You know, late, I mean 9 o'clock, whatever it was. They'd finished watching film, and they were done with shoot-arounds, etc. And one thing that I love, well, many things that I love about this team, but one thing that jumps out to me is that they're not wasting their time on social media. Like, if you go to RJ's, not that I hunt this down, they're young men. I'm not like searching them out on Instagram, trust me. But, like, if something pops up in my feed, which is very rare, it is basketball specific. It's not look at me. It's not I. It might be a small acknowledgement of a team accomplishment, but and that's saying something, Sal. In the year 2025, when as soon as these most kids get on the team bus or get to the hotel or get to the locker room or get to the dorm room, the first thing they do is bust out the phone. This team, all they care about is basketball. And they are absolutely ready. They're ready.
No, it's okay, BT. And don't you think that's because the coach sets the tone? Like, you and I were texting back and forth last night. I know you're pumped up to go to the hotel, and then I'm sending you a clip of Patino that I saw again online, talking about adversity and what he would do to adversity, which I can't even say on the radio, but it was like, it gives me goosebumps thinking about it. He's a guy that motivates me. I wish I could go out there and play for him. So I mean, I think he sets that tone where this team has been on a mission. And even when you start to doubt, like, oh, are they ready in year two? I don't know, or the weaknesses that you pointed out. Every step of the way, they have answered the call. And I'm not saying that they're going to win the whole damn thing, but you know what? Yep. They're set up for it. And I would not put a ceiling on what St. John's can do. And I think this is the time where you start to get excited. You appreciate the accomplishments that they have already made this year, already had, but now you get excited about what's to come with this St. John's team.
Yeah, and what Rick, and when you sent me that clip, by the way, I hadn't seen that in its entirety, so I fired that up in the hotel. I wanted to jump through the window.
Right?
I wanted to do something aggressive. That was awesome. That was a good find on your part. That was money. You know what he's done too, Sal, and I don't know if this is necessarily his intention, but it's, well, with him, I would doubt that everything's calculated in a good way. So I'm sure this was measured somehow. Because he's so out there with us, all the news outlets, obviously Fallon, you know, McAfee the other day, you name it, he's there, right? In a lot of ways, he's doing all the talking and he's putting all the spotlight on himself prior to the game, not out of look at me, because every time he speaks, he deflects and he talks about the young men and everybody but himself. He's been very humble, as we've talked about. But I think that frees up the players and allows the players to just focus on the job at hand. And, you know, let's not be foolish here. It's a job. When you're getting paid hundreds of, not every kid, but hundreds of thousands, in some cases near a million, certainly upwards of $500,000, this is a full-time job. I'll give you this. So, I told you, Mink was texting me yesterday when I was with you in studio. Okay. That was the most disjointed text chain I've ever seen in my life, but that's besides the point. It was perfect with his personality. So it made sense. Their day yesterday, when I saw Rick last night at the hotel, I said, how, you know, I said, did you guys go hard this morning? And I said, did you guys go hard today? I didn't know that they would have had two practices yesterday. He's like, we went hard this morning at one of the local colleges. Like, each team gets assigned a local school to practice, and then they shoot around at the big arena last night. So they had a morning practice where they ran through their sets, and like hard screens and hard like practice. Almost like a game was 5 days away. Then they come back, they eat, they get a little lift in, little stretch session. This is all day. Then they watch film for an hour and a half. Then they go over to the arena and they get shot just to familiarize themselves with the bigger venue, the bigger stage. The rims might be a little different, the optics, whatever. And then they go back, they watch film again. And then, you know, you have a meal. It's all day. I mean, it was literally a 15-hour day, and they're going to shoot around pretty soon now. So they are really ready. And I just think it's so, like, there's so much in front of them, and it's easy. Like, I bumped the St. John's fans are here already, by the way. I should say that. I see a lot of red, and I got in around 9:30 last night. I would think that it's very, like, the question that I get asked the most around here, even at the Garden, hey, can they get to the Final Four?
Right.
Well, and my answer is they could, but my next thing is that's not tonight. That's not Saturday. That's not even next week. Next week is the Sweet 16. Focus on the now, because if you don't, you could trip up. And one thing about this team, I don't know how they'll shoot. I'm not guaranteeing wins. I can promise you, if they lose, when they lose, it won't be because they're not focused. They're ready.
See, the reason why I think it's okay to think about the Final Four, and you're right, like, you want to enjoy the moment, enjoy the run, and it all begins tonight. But anything's possible with this team. And also, BT, coming into the NCAA tournament, like, they may be better next year. Like, maybe they go further in the NCAA tournament. I don't know. Time will tell. But coming into the tournament, off of what they did in the Big East, out of nowhere, kind of, and then winning the Big East tournament, getting a two seed, you could argue that they're set up as good as they might be set up ever. Like, this might be their best opportunity going into. Who knows? Maybe next year they're a one seed, right? Obviously, we can't predict the future. Uh-huh. But right now, all those things, as a two seed, it is realistic to dream about the Final Four. You don't have to focus on that solely, but when you enter the tournament, first game of the tournament, you can be thinking about your St. John's team being a Final Four team or a national champion if everything goes right.
It's a beautiful thing to dream, and you know, when you think about it, just based on some of the numbers, I was looking at the spreads here today, you know, Wisconsin, they're big favorites, but St. John's is a bigger favorite. I think I did this kind of quick because I was juggling a lot this morning here, but Houston's 28.5 point favorites against SIU, Edwardsville, whoever the hell that is, and Auburn's 32.5. St. John's has the third highest spread at almost 19 points. That very well might go up before they tip of the 16 games today. So, yeah, St. John's is expected to win fairly easily tonight. I guarantee if they do win, I'm not guarantee victory, but I guarantee if they do win, they will be favored against either Kansas or Arkansas. But what you just said, is, I think, really important, because there is a thought, and listen, I subscribe to this as well, because I know what's going on behind the scenes with the infusion of money and the new facilities that are coming and the NIL and the players they're targeting. But there is no guarantee that they're exactly in this spot next year with this chemistry being held. I know they've had a few injuries that have like nicked some guys up, but thank God nobody's been lost for the season. Other schools have dealt with that. And hey, I mean, next year, Danny Hurley can come out with two portal transfers, right, another NBA prospect, and St. John's can lose by 7 in the quarterfinals instead of winning the Big East championship. And they could be a 4 seed, or they can be the third, you know, number 3 overall going into the season,
right,
and go 33-2. And they're even better this year. So it's an interesting balance, especially for St. John's. And I just mentioned Kansas. Like, Kansas is used to, dude, Kansas, like, what's the number? Is it 35 straight years they've been to this? Like, for coming here to them is like getting a car wash. Coming here for St. John's fans is like walking into a Cadillac showroom and buying a $100,000 car. It's big. Like, it means something. This doesn't happen too often. The future's incredibly bright, but you're right. There's no assurances next year is like this year.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Andrew's in Eastchester. What's up, Andrew? Andrew?
Okay. Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah. We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Okay, Charlie's in Bethpage. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, Charles.
Oh, boys, there's nothing like this. Daddy's basketball, and I'm fired up, baby. This is like the 80s all over again, and nothing is better when St. John's basketball is rocking in New York. And I am pumped for the game tonight, and this is like 1985. I was 20. Now I'm 60. I wish I could fit in my Redman clothes. I am so pumped. Game. And Rick Pitino, he just shows you what he can do. He's not doing it with the three-point game no more like he's done before. He is an unbelievable coach, the defense, and they are going to lead us and one game at a time. But I'm telling you right now, I am so pumped for New York and St. John's University and their basketball program, and I'm going to enjoy every minute of it. This is
as
great.
You should.
And I'll
yeah.
see you guys later.
That's awesome. You know, I want to tell you, South, too. Good call there, Charlie. Appreciate it, buddy. So I've probably been up here over the years. I had it 9 or 10 times, you know, doing St. John's Providence. And we always stay at the Omni Hotel, which is really nice. It's connected right to the arena. So you just go a little walkway. You don't even walk outside. And I'm usually up here in the winter, snow and sleet. So it's pretty convenient. And it's a really nice hotel. We're not in the Omni. We weren't assigned the Omni here. We're at the Graduate, right, which is basically right across the street. The last time they stayed at the Graduate, and I bumped into an old timer last night who's still working in the athletic department. This is where Louie used to stay. Louie never stayed at the Omni, and everything changed. Like when I was told when Jarvis came in, he didn't like this. I love this hotel. He went back to the Omni, I guess. But this is where Lou Cardaseca, Mullins, and Jacksons, and Berries, and all the names that we've said a million times. This is where they used to stay. So it's pretty cool synergy.
Yeah. Now we're looking forward to seeing if they can look like those teams did when they get the thing underway tonight. Whatever time that game ends up tipping. I know it's supposed to start at 9:45. It probably will go later. Let's get into the matchup itself. Not that we need to break it down specifically, BT, when we come back, but I want to see what insight you have, how they match up here. Not just with Omaha, but potentially the next round as well. We'll continue with the calls. A big day here in New York. Not only March Madness, but the Johnnies get underway as a 2-seed in the NCAA tournament. Something just feels right about it. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Taste me how to duck.
You can feel the energy in the air. And for me personally, like, I don't remember, I was just thinking about this during the break, I don't remember a time ever being as emotionally invested in a singular team. Like, think about it. We talk about the Knicks in this town, and because that's the one team that, you know, there's a bond with all the fans, right? Where you have a divide in baseball with the Mets and Yankees fans. There's a divide in the NFL with Jets and Giants fans. Obviously, in the NHL, you know that. All due respect to the Nets fans, this is a Knicks town. We know that. So it's the one team that unifies this city. And I feel like that, obviously, to a little bit of a lesser extent, but St. John's has done that. Even me, I'm getting tags. People saying, oh, I can't wait for the Johnny's game. This is awesome. Tell BT I got the shirt. And so, like, for me to be invested in this game tonight and look forward to a singular game outside of just the brackets and the tournament of March Madness, it is fun that St. John's is doing something special and has the potential to do even more as the tournament tips off tonight for them at 9:45 in Providence.
That's the way it used to be, man. That's the way it used to be. That's what I've, you know, I remember that. That's what got me hook, line, and sinker. That's what they used to be. And, you know, I mean, I've talked so much about this, so I'll keep it tight. You know, I don't want to just be overly repetitive, but there really was a point right before the Knicks got Patrick with the first overall pick in 85 when he was still at Georgetown where the Knicks were so down. Bernard King had ripped up his knee. So he was out. Hubie Brown was the coach, obviously. And they were, like, consistently for a couple of years, a 23, 24, 25 win team. They were awful. And even more than that, there was apathy. Like, you look at the records and the attendance figure. You know, there were 6,000-7,000 empty seats back then, and to fill the void, it was Louis, and it was Mullen, and it was St. John's, and it was the battles with, you know, not only Ewing, but Rolly, and the, you know, the great, great early days, Boeheim and Syracuse, of course, even Boston College with the first Big East championship back in, what, 83, 84. So, yeah, it's a reminder for those of us who lived it, how awesome it used to be, and for those who are just kind of going through it for the first time, you get to see what we all know, and it's a special thing. It really is.
And you're there, obviously, live in Providence, getting set for the game tonight, way later tonight, but doing the show from there this morning. Any insight, BT? I mean, I guess you could start with Omaha. We all expect, I mean, St. John's is huge favorites. Is it up to 19 and a half?
18 and a half last I checked, yeah.
As a matter of fact, Jimmy Train of SI was telling me this last night. Listen to this. 10 early lopsided March Madness games at BetMGM as far as money wagered. 95% of the money is on St. John's minus 18 and a half. 95%, that's more than any other bet in the tournament.
Should be higher.
you think
no,
higher?
I hear you.
I mean, 95%. It's not just St. John's to win. It's St. John's minus 18 and a half. Doesn't that say something? Of all the games to bet in the tournament, the St. John's are 95% of the people, or the money, excuse me, is on St. John's minus 18 and a half.
I did not even know that. I mean, it doesn't really, well, I mean, 95% might surprise me, although that is inordinately high. Now, a couple of the reasons for it. Number one, you know, just the, like, it's one thing to win and have belief in a team to cover, but the excitement and the aura has, I think, inspired people to, you know, to jump in and maybe be a little blind to what's almost 20 points. I mean, that's laying some heavy wood. And the other thing, too, is you got to remember a lot of St. John's people that have a few bucks in their pocket, they haven't been able to place a real meaningful bet on St. John's in a while. It could be 30 points they probably lay it, too. So 95% high, but it seems like the right play. Listen, you want me to give you a quick Omaha real quick?
Yes. Exactly. Give me Omaha real quick.
Okay, so Omaha, basically, the names I know don't really matter. I'll just give you the two names. J.J. White, Tony Osborne. It's their starting backcourt. 6'2", 6'3", so they're not real big, but they shoot the heck out of it. Both are 40% from behind the arc. They combine for about 10 attempts, threes per game. As a team, they're 43rd best overall in the nation. Now, okay, that's the simple assignment. Stop the three-point shot. And if and when they do that, this is where I think St. John should cover the number, and really this should be a blowout. They just don't have a lot of muscle inside. When you look at some of their interior, you do a little bit of a deeper dive, this is important stuff right here. They're 283rd in the nation in terms of two-point field goal percentage allowed, and they're 286th in the country in terms of blocked shots. So they don't have any real deterrence inside. Once you get inside, generally you have your way. And what does that mean? That means Kadari Richmond with that 225-pound frame all night getting downhill. That means feeding Zuby in the post, doing his thing, baby hooks, a bunch of dunks, I would imagine. And it means R.J. Lewis, second-team All-American, Big East Player of the Year, slashing his way inside for a lot of easy buckets, and I would imagine some offensive stickbacks as well. That's where you destroy this team, inside.
All right, so you mentioned the two guys that could shoot. Omaha overall, like, because I would look at it and say, okay, well, obviously it's going to be a good matchup. You're a 2-seed, Omaha's a 15-seed, so theoretically you should win. But what would scare me is if Omaha could shoot the lights out as a team, because then you never know. They get hot from beyond the arc, and that could be the old equalizer. Is that, outside of those two guys, this a good three-point shooting team, Omaha?
Yeah, they are. Again, those numbers, they're a little bit jaded when you have your starting backcourt both over 40%. Those, even if you have a couple of guys who can't shoot a lick, I mean, the number's still going to be serviceable. Again, they're right around 37 change percent overall, which is inside the top 50 in the country. Now, okay, if you can shoot, you can shoot. I mean, it's not like the you know, it's going to be a 12-foot rim or it's going to be a 120-foot court. The dimensions are the same, but what will change and why I don't think they'll shoot the ball, I don't think, I mean, you never know. It's March, but I don't think they'll have that kind of success shooting is because they just have not seen a defense like St. John. I mean, even the Big East teams haven't seen a defense like St. John. So the ability to switch and the ability to have guys like Lewis at 6'7", 6'8", Kadori at 6'5", you know, even Wiltshire 6'5", Zuby, who was 6'9", who could guard a 1 through a 5, when they switch and you get bigs on their guards, specifically J.J. White and Tony Osborne, when you're 6'2", 6'3", try to shoot over, you know, elite athletes with great size and strength and hops ratio, the clean looks aren't there, so that's why I think the percentage will probably drop, I think.
BT and Sal on the Fan, just getting started on this Thursday morning, March Madness. Hey, who's bringing in the pizza today? We're fired up! We'll get back to your calls when we come back, 888-808-1019. BT and Sal back on the Fan on this Thursday morning, March Madness, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. And I did get good word, BT. It's not going to impact you because you're in Providence, but we do have official word. Evan and Tiki will be supplying the pizzas around here. So they are carrying on the tradition set by Francesa. They said it'll be here by noon for tip-off, which is great. By the way, happy birthday to Francesa. I was not aware of this. Somebody made me aware that it is Mike's birthday, so happy birthday to Mike, and maybe the Johnnies deliver a win, BT, not only for you, but for Francesa as well on his birthday.
Yeah, Mike's been enjoying this season. Happy birthday, Mike. We got to put out a breaking news alert. Tiki's reaching into his wallet? Is this really true?
Yeah, Hoff, it is. Can you confirm that it's Evan and Tiki? I know it's not Marash and Loogie. Is it Evan solo? Is it Evan and Tiki? Is this?
I know for a fact that Evan is going to pick it up.
Okay, yeah.
So maybe physically it's Evan's
picking
call.
Up the pizza and delivering it here?
Yes, it will be here by noon.
Why wouldn't you just have it delivered? Like,
have you met Evan? He has to do it himself.
He's going to pick up the pizza and
why?
Like, is he? Yeah, why is right? Is he driving it in from?
Well, maybe he's getting a specific pie
from where he lives, and it's going to be cold by the time he gets here.
Trying to save delivery charge.
Yeah, he just wants.
doesn't want to tip himself.
Anyway, it's a nice gesture. I asked because I wanted to confirm because I was going to do it. I was like, all right, well, BT's not here. It's one less guy we got to feed. So, all right, it's a little easier on my pocket. But nice job by Evan and Tiki. All right, BT.
That's good.
Let's get some of the Midday Madness here with you on the phones here on BT and Sal, brought to you by Boost Mobile. Kevin from Virginia wants to join the madness. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, BT, Sal. How you guys doing?
Good. What's up, Kev?
Hey, Kev.
You know, yeah, I'm thinking about the game tonight, you know, and sometimes when we get excited, we do things out of character. We make simple mistakes. My question's for BT. Do you have your wallet?
I do. I do. Thank God.
And you know, I didn't get to, that was great. That was great. I loved it. I didn't get to listen Friday. How did it all play out? Did you bring that back up?
I went down to a bank not far from the station, and whatever they did to zap my card onto my phone, it took 9 seconds. So I'm good.
That is tremendous. Kevin brings up a good point, BT. Under pressure sometimes, you know, you're thinking about different things. Can have a little slip up. So you did bring your wallet up there to Providence with you. You're all good to go.
I did, but I got to tell you, because I was so freaked out from the wallet episode, like I'm usually really buttoned up and regimented with the stuff. Like if I've got something to do, like the suit's out and everything's out. And everything's ready, but I must have looked 5 times in my car before I actually got on 95. I'm like, okay, do you have your suits? You know, do you have your game sneakers? Do you have your laptop? Do you have your suitcase? Like, I was paranoid. Do you have your wallet?
It's tremendous. All right, some more Midday Madness on the phones here. BT and Sal, brought to you by Boost Mobile. Vinny's on Staten Island. What's up, Vinny?
Vinny boy.
Hey, Sal, BT, what's going on? BT, enjoy the game tonight. Have a good time down there.
Thanks,
buddy. I'm excited for St. John's. I've been watching them through the Big East tournament. They're very gritty. They're a good defensive team. I love the kid, Okafor, I think his name is, the center. Love him. Love his passion. Love the energy. I hate the fact that, one, they're playing at 9:45 tonight because on a Thursday night, they have to do this team right the next time because ratings – that's all they matter in with this March Madness. And at 9:45 is kind of ridiculous. But listen, let's go St. John's tonight. I'm excited, ready to go, rock and roll, and hopefully let's get to the Final Four.
Yeah, let's go. Thanks for the call there, Vinny. We talked about this, Sal. Like, I don't love that. I mean, again, not for me. The game could be at 2 a.m. I'm going to be there ready to roll. I can't wait. But I do understand that there's a lot of St. John's fans that have to get up early and, you know, but you make the sacrifice. And, you know, I think who it's going to probably impact more would be those who maybe jumped in midstream and, you know, it hasn't been a part of their daily ritual. Like, if you're a St. John's fan, you are locked in from tip to buzzer no matter what. Now, the one thing I will say is that, now I also got, I don't want to say the wrong information, but it wound up being the wrong information, but it was nobody's fault. Like, I was told before they found out it was a 9:45 tip, which, by the way, will probably be more like 10:10, as I've said. I was told that there was probably going to be the 7:10, which is what, you know, Arkansas and Kansas mm-hmm. is. All right, that proved to be a bit erroneous. I didn't really run with it. I said maybe. All right, but I also was told last night that they were given a heads up that if they win tonight, and I almost hesitate to say this because I don't want to be wrong, but take this not as gospel, just as possible direction, that if they win tonight, Saturday's game would be in that 2:30 window, which surprises me. I'll tell you why. Just from a recovery perspective, like, St. John's plays tonight, and if they win, they're not getting back to the hotel and going to bed probably until
Friday morning.
1:30, you know, by the time you shower, do the interviews, get something to eat, you know, fall asleep. So I'm a little surprised in that regard. But, you know, middle of the day on a Saturday, if it's Calipari or Billy Self against Patino, that would be, I mean, that's going to be a monster matchup.
Yeah, I'd just rather the game be at night, again, selfish reasons, you know, Saturday afternoon. Plus, I'm going to the Ranger game this particular Saturday. But that's a game. Like, to me, this first round is a nice little appetizer, right? Get the appetizer underway here. And maybe this game's a blowout to where people then could go to sleep after the first half is over if you don't want to stick through the whole thing or you can't stay up. But the next matchup, assuming they win tonight, I mean, that's going to be the must-watch game early on in this tournament. Matt is calling. Sorry, BT, go ahead.
No, and I was going to say, and I know who you prefer because you're a Cal guy. You want to see St. John's Cal, right?
Well, that's who I do want to. Forget Kansas. He wants to see Cal. I want to see Patino versus Coach Cal, but now I'm all St. John's, so even though I would normally go with Coach Cal, Patino's our guy.
There we go.
Matt is in Pennsylvania. Hey, what's up, Matty?
Hey, guys. Happy March Madness. Really excited for the games tonight. And I'm going to the Knicks game Saturday night. I had a similar question. If they had played in prime time and the Knicks were hosting, is that a game they would put on, you know, during the Jumbotron at halftime, for example? But if they're playing in that middle window, you pretty much have a triple header with the Rangers game hosted at MSG, you know, midday, and then St. John's right after that, and then the Knicks hosting at home. So that would be pretty sweet. I'm going to be meeting up with a bunch of my buddies, you know, in the city, and I'm skipping out on the Ranger game. They're all going to the hockey game, but I'm like, I'm going to be balls to the wall with college hoops and then the Knicks game. So I was curious about that. If from a licensing standpoint, whatever else, you know, it would be awesome if St. John's were playing hypothetically, you know, during that Knicks game. I was curious how they would treat that. But yeah, my dog of the day, for what it's worth, is Yale. And I like both of those teams, Texas A&M and Yale, as a future. And just one, BT, great job this year with St. John's. And I just have one question about, you saw Bryant up close and personal playing against St. John's. I don't know. I mean, I kind of like them to cover against Michigan State, but is it out of the question that they could actually win that game against Michigan State? And enjoy the madness, guys. Appreciate
you
guys.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, buddy. I mean, listen, I'm to sit here and say that I'm watching, you know, film on Michigan State, you know, I'm not. I'm very familiar with their style because their style never changes. They're a football team that plays basketball. That's Tom Izzo's style. And I saw Brian. I got a couple shooters. I mean, you know, it doesn't even really matter. Yeah, I mean, I could say, yeah, they could win. No, they'll get smoked. That's what's crazy about this. Nobody knows anything. Anything that you think, I mean, outside of, for the most part, 116, 215, once you get past into 314 and beyond, you just don't know. You don't know how some kids handle the pressure. You don't know who gets hot. You don't know which coach has a rough night in terms of adjustments. But Bryant, I was actually impressed with them a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'd be stunned again. Who knows? But Tom Izzo is going to lose in the first round to Bryant. I want Hoff to look up, BT. I don't know if you know this, but how many?
What's that?
Like, I know there's only been one 16 to beat a one. Is that true?
Or, I think is there two?
Or maybe there's two now. Okay, but it went forever that there wasn't one, yes. And then at least one happened. All right, what about 215? How many?
Okay, so how about this for a story? I believe it was the first one. Maybe Hoff can double check this, but I know it was either the first or the second. I was in Las Vegas, where I think it isn't. Didn't Lugie go to AC today? Right?
Yeah, I believe. Maybe they go tomorrow. I don't know. I honestly don't know. But yes, okay. They do have that trip that they usually go to.
I mean, that's phenomenal. So I was actually, I'm living in Vegas.
Maybe next year we could do that. Well, you can't because you get the Johnnies in the tournament. But I'd like to get 11 times. Hoff is telling me 15 seed is beating a 2 seed.
Okay, but I think if he has the I thought the first one was Hampton, Iowa State. I'll give you a name for it. You remember Marcus Fizer?
I feel like I do, yes.
NBA player, yes. Early 2000s. I want to say that Hampton, I remember watching this in Las Vegas. Hampton beat the Cyclones. That was either 2000 or 2001, and I think that was the first 215, but maybe not, but it was one of the early ones. Hey, one thing that we know about this is the volatility now with the rosters, yeah, and the transfer portals, and even some, you know, with the extra COVID year, which means now you've got more grown men, just physical specimens, just stronger, older. Like Kadari's 23. He's going to be 24. I mean, that's a big difference. And other teams have older players, whereas back in the day, you know, it was more conventional. Here's an 18-year-old freshman. Here's a 19-year-old sophomore. 21, you're gone. You're out of school. And when you get that fluctuation, that variance in age, hey, you know, if you have a senior-laden team with a couple of 22, 23-year-olds who are grown man strong, even if you're a lower seed or the higher seed, you know, the worst seed, you know, flip a coin. You don't know.
Let's continue the Midday Madness with you on the phones here on BT and Sal, brought to you by Boost Mobile. Chad is in Vero Beach, wants to join the Madness. What's up, Chad?
90% of the public money on the Johnnies, James Wright.
95.
We're hammering the Johnnies. 95. Well, I just hammered the Johnnies, so it's up to 96%. Now, let me ask you a question. As Mike Francesa would say, New York is an event town. When was the last time New York's been this jacked up about a college basketball game?
It was the Ron Artest team. That's the answer. It was Ron. When they lost to Ohio State in the Elite Eight, Scoony Penn, that was in, it was with Mike Jarvis.
And what year?
That, let's see, they lost to Gonzaga. Was that the 99-2000 season? And then shortly thereafter, you know, that's a couple of years after that, I started doing the games, and, you know, not coincidentally, or maybe coincidentally, Jarvis got fired, and it just set the wheels in motion for the darkness. But that run,
it's 25 years ago, and for me, it didn't even really register. Like, I remember I told you about Felipe Lopez was my first memory of St. John's and them being a thing. Uh-huh. But I don't recall. I remember wanting the Knicks to draft Ron Artest.
Yes.
But I don't recall being into that game the way that I am tonight. I love the way the caller phrased it, BT. It's an event. This is a New York sports event tonight, St. John's tipping off in Providence.
And it's made bigger, and you and I have discussed this, it's made bigger by the presence of Rick Pitino. I mean, he's an A-lister. You know, you could pick any actor that you think would, you know, any all-time actor. That's Rick Pitino. That's the cachet. You know, the equity from a basketball perspective, but the charisma. I think it's, you know, and again, not that it wouldn't be incredible if it was still Mike Anderson or Norm Roberts or Jarvis, but the elevation in stature and, like, you know, sizzle, for lack of a better word, you know, Rick brings something that nobody else could bring.
Yeah, and no question about it, it makes it a lot more interesting. Midday Madness with you on the phones, brought to you by Boost Mobile. When you buy 6 months on their best unlimited plans, Boost will give you another 6 months free. More of your calls when we come back. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.